November 4th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. Maureen, Papa God, yesterday you spoke about the world being united as one. I know you weren't referring to the one world order. Can you clarify this? He says, it would be a grave mistake for the world to unite under one leader. That is the gateway to the Antichrist, who will come with many signs and wonders. Those not versed in the truth will be fooled. I speak of unity of hearts. This is my call, not only to the remnant faithful, but to the world population. It is I who must take up my rightful dominion over all people and all nations. You will not have true peace until this is accomplished. Only then will all be united in the truth. Obedience to my commandments is the vehicle to this unity of heart. Prayer and sacrifice will act as yeast, multiplying the truth in hearts. Prayer enlightens the soul as to the difference between good and evil, a necessity in a positive spiritual journey. My commandments and holy love are one. You cannot embrace one without the other. Therefore, holy love is the vehicle to this unity of heart I call the world to embrace. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.